Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. We are grateful to be here in the service of the Lord once again. We're here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, a circle of friends. We know a friend who's closer than a brother, and that is Jesus Christ himself. Today is Tuesday. It is the fifth day of July 2022, and we're grateful for what God has done. It's marvelous in our eyes. He's taken us from faith to faith and glory to glory. It's in him we live, move, and have our being. There is nothing better than being in the arms of our God, our Savior, our King, and we're just glad to be here this morning. We're grateful for just the fact that we were able to sleep in the very image of death on last night. Woke up this morning with God on our minds and just knowing that we are a part of a royal priesthood, a holy nation. We have been called out by God, and so we're glad for that today. So this morning, I'm going to ask our sister Gladys if you are able to pray, and then our sister Marie, will you be able to pray after her this morning?
Yes, I will.
Good morning, yes.
Okay. Okay, well, let's get started in that order, and we'll go from there. Amen?
Yes, amen. Father God, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah, for this Tuesday, July the 5th, 2022. Thank God that Pastor Bandaj, Darlene Bandaj, safely made her trip back from her destination here, and that she had a good time. And so we just appreciate you, and we missed you in your absence. And we just thank God this morning for, you know, traveling mercies that got you back here. Thank God for everybody that's on the prayer line this morning and everybody that's and the people that are going to be on the prayer line this morning. So we come together in prayer this morning, thanking God for life and that more abundantly, thanking God that we are here this morning and we have our being, just appreciating him for who he is right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thanking you right now, God, for all the intercessors all over this world, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you give us strength right now, God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, to come before you in prayer, to give you the first fruit of our morning this morning right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we are grateful and we are thankful to you right now, God, for the things that you have done, the things that you're doing, the things that you are about to do in our lives, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven over each and every one of our lives, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we appreciate you. And we give you all the glory and the honor and the praises this morning, Lord. Thank you right now, God, because our minds, we got up this morning with our minds stayed on you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We're grateful because somebody, and we're thankful, somebody didn't wake up this morning. But, God, we are glad and we are thankful that you saw fit to wake us up this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to give you the first fruit of our morning, the freshness of our morning before all the activity starts, all the sound starts going on and everything. Lord, we appreciate you, and we come to you right now, God. Well, hallelujah, with prayerful lips, Father, in the name of Jesus, and prayer on our minds. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to forgive us of our sins, knowingly and unknowingly, seen and unseen, Father, that our prayers will not be hindered from coming forth to you right now, God, this morning. We ask you to cleanse us, wash us, purge us, make us sins whiter than snow, creating us clean hearts, oh God. Renew right spirits within us this morning, oh God. Hallelujah. Let us come before you with clean hearts and clean hands today, Father, right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Binding every demonic activity, every demonic assignment, hallelujah, that the enemy has tried, every conspiracy, and confederacy that he has tried to use and plan to not. Jesus, not be on track and be right now in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, in line with your word this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, we bind all activities and spiritual, hallelujah, evil spirits of the division, the spirit of hindrance, hallelujah, and the spirit of the known spirit. Lord, we just bind it up in the name of Jesus, the familiar spirit. We bind it up in the name of Jesus, and we cast every jinx, every hex, every vex, every curse, every witchcraft, every warlock spirit that tries to stop the plan of God from going forth, the praise and the prayers of God from going forth this morning in the name of Jesus, Lord. No weapon formed against us shall prosper against us this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we have power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy this morning right now, God, in the name of Jesus. So we shall continue to keep our eyes lifted up into the hills from which cometh our help this morning right now, God, in the name of Jesus, and be thankful and grateful to you for what you've done, hallelujah, for your loving kindness, hallelujah. Thank you for grace. Thank you for mercy this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for sound mind this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for clarity of mind and that we're coming together on one accord right now, God, in unity as a body of Christ, coming together, giving praises and thanks to your name, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I just have just this one short song. I'm going to be short with it because I want to give time to Pastor Bali, Darlene Bandaj, to say what she needs to say this morning. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. And I want to sing this chorus again. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Thank you, Lord God, for that song, putting that song on my heart this morning. I want to thank God for my family members this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, Eddie, Michelle, Colin, Cameron, Ebony, my life, and my sisters, Mary and Louis, James and April, Mike, Neil, my uncles, my aunts, my nieces, my nephews, and my cousins. Father God, in the name of Jesus, for salvation, healing, and deliverance this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, returning the backslidden back to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and drawing us closer together in love. Father, and charity starts at home first, and Lord, that we work on where we are right now from the inside out, God, like you start from the inside out, Father, in the name of Jesus, and dealing with our family members, the ones that are tough to even deal with. That's the hardest challenge that I come into contact with, because family members, the ones that know your life and how it used to be, and sometimes they don't want to let you live that down, you know, and like Jesus had, you know, some issues, you know, with his family not believing who he really was at that particular time. But I just thank God in the name of Jesus as we continue, hallelujah, our brothers and sisters in Christ, as we continue to stay before God and let our light shine among men, whereby people may see who it is that's on the inside of us. It's nothing to have to do with us, but it's God, the Holy Spirit that dwells in us, and that's who they're mad with, Lord God. And that we just thank you right now, God, this morning for life and that more abundantly. So I speak abundant life, manifold life, wonderful life, life to all of our flesh this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus. Life to our situation, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, keep us in perfect peace because our mind is stayed on you today, right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And every spirit out of the Holy Spirit is bound and cast back to the pit of hell from which it came. We return it back to the sender in Jesus' name. Thank you, God, for unity in the body of Christ. Thank you, God, for unity on this prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry this morning, Father God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, Father,
we come down together, Lord, agreeing and praying with one another in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father. Father, giving you honor who is head of our life, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 yes. For everyone, Lord, that maybe out there crying out to you right now, Heavenly Father, whatever their cry is for, Heavenly Father, you know everything, Almighty God. So we ask you to answer the cries that are crying out to you for help, Lord, for whatever situation or they are in need of, Heavenly Father, answer their cry, Lord. That's who you are, Lord. You are our helper, Lord. You are our strength, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. You are our power. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Father God, we pray that you continue giving us peace, Lord, and those that don't have peace, give them peace, Lord. Lord, those that don't have patience, give them patience, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we pray for those that are out there, they're struggling, they're on whatever kind of drugs they may be on, Lord, that are addicted to, or whatever they may be addicted to, Lord, because a lot of stuff that people are addicted to besides drugs, Heavenly Father, we pray that you break those chains of addiction, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we pray for marriages, Heavenly Father, that you mend marriages, Lord. Lord, you know what it takes for them to reunite their marriages, Lord. If it's of you, Lord, reunite those marriages, Lord. Give them what it takes, instill in them what it takes to get along, Lord, to have love and peace in their marriage, Lord, joy, happiness, Heavenly Father. But most of all, if they have you in them, that they put you in their marriage first, Lord, that you come, because you come first in our lives, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord, because if it wasn't for you, we don't know where we would be, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we asking you to continue molding us into the person you want us to be, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord, pour more and more of the Holy Spirit in us, Lord, each and every day, all during the day, Lord. Ask that you let us hear more and more your voice, Lord. Talk to us more and more, Lord. And those that do not hear you, Lord, identify your voice, Lord. Touch them, Lord, that let them be able to hear and identify your voice from other voices, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Continue walking with us and talking with us every step we take and every breath that we make, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, Abba, Father, we belong to you. Oh, yes, Lord, we belong to you, Heavenly Father, and we depend on you for everything, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Lord, you come first in our life, and we just love you with all our heart, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 faithful, faithful. You are so faithful, Lord, and we just love you, Lord, for who you are and what you are, Heavenly Father. You are a good, good God. You are our Father, Lord. You are our helper, Lord. You are our provider, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we pray for those people that are in need and out looking and searching for jobs, Heavenly Father, that you provide them with a person in their life that can tell them where a job is. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And those that own a job that's having problems or even looking to move up in where they are, whether they looking to move up or want to change to a better job, Lord, we're praying that you open that door for them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord, there is nothing you cannot do. Oh, yes, 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 Lord, we're praying, asking you to continue. Then your light shine on us and through us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. God, we're just praying for those that have backslid, Lord. that they be brought back into your hand, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Put someone in their life that can speak the word to them that they realize that they want to come back. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Pray for those that do not know you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, that they get to know you and accept you as their Lord and Savior, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we pray that you help us be mindful to tame our heart, Lord, so good things come out of our mouth, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And that good things grow out of the words that we speak, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we just ask you to stretch your love around and hear the protection around us and our family members, Lord, our close friends, Lord, people we come in contact with, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying that you straighten out the disobedient kids, Heavenly Father, disrespectful to their parents, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And continue helping the kids in school, whether they're in college, grade, elementary school, preschool. Lord, we pray that you touch their minds and their hearts, their thoughts, that they have an eager to learn, Lord. They have determination, Lord. And, Lord, just let them make good grades, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And, Lord, they may be little kids, Lord, but they, a lot of them know you and love you and depend on you, Lord. Even do for the ones that don't know you, Lord. Their parents haven't taught them of you. It's not their fault, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for those that may be out there hungry right now that have nothing to eat, Lord. You are our provider, Lord. We ask you to provide for them, Lord, that they don't have to go around hungry, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, are we praying for people, for you to touch those that walk around with depression, Lord, that stress, Heavenly Father, those with anxiety, Lord, those with mental health, Heavenly Father, whatever issue they may have, Lord. Oh, yes, even those with lack of faith, Lord, give their faith up, Lord. Those that don't have hope, Lord, give them hope, Lord. Give them a reason to believe and to hope, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 that they may stand on your word. Oh, yes, and walk in faith, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Father, we're praying for all those that maybe that already in surgery right now or maybe going in surgery today or this week, Almighty God. Be with the doctors, the techs, and the nurses, Heavenly Lord, Heavenly Father. Guide them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And give them all speedy recovery, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for those that in need of surgery, pray to go in surgery, Lord, that's listening to what others say regarding what they need for their body, but that they do not go by hearing what other people have said, Lord, but let them go by you set on your word, Lord. Oh, stand on your word, Lord. You are a healer, Lord. So, Lord, we just say thank you, Lord, for who you are and what you are in our life, what you have already done through this prayer line, Lord, through texts that came through the prayer line, Lord, and the prayers that have been answered that we're not aware of for other people that reached out for prayer, Lord, and ask you to continue blessing us, Lord. Pouring miracles and throwing miracles over our life, Lord, blessing over our life, Heavenly Father. And oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we just ask you, Lord, to magnify miracles and blessings that people are waiting on right now, that they're standing in on your word, on your promise and faith, and they're waiting, Lord. Move them next in line for miracles, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We pray for families, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, there is no one like you, Lord. There is no one like you. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Heavenly Father, we just ask you to continue being with us
Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. And you know our needs. You know our desires, Lord. You know each and every one of us. A name by name, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. So, Lord, we're just asking that you just keep us lifted up, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, to help us maintain our faith and continue trusting in you, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. If we had 10,000 songs, we could never praise you enough for who you are and what you're doing in our life. And we are so grateful that you are our Father, that you allow us to be a part of your kingdom. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we trust in you, Lord. So we know your word is true. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Heavenly Father, you got some out there in need of vehicles, Heavenly Father. Guide them, Lord, that they can go get a reliable vehicle, Lord. Some of them may be in need of finances, Lord. We ask you to provide those who's in need financially, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Bless them financially, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Those that may be lonely out there, Heavenly Father, fill that void. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. You got some out there that don't even have family, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, fill them with family, Lord. It don't have to be blood family to be family, because we all are family in your kingdom, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And, Lord, let us receive our heavenly rewards here on earth as in heaven, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, so, Lord, we're just praising you for what you're doing right now in our life, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, even as we're on this prayer line, Heavenly Father, and what you're going to do, what you done in the past and what you're doing for us in the future. Lord, we just trust in you, Lord. We put everything, we turn everything over to you, Lord. And those that not able, not aware that they're holding on to stuff, fighting battles, they don't have to fight, Lord. Lord, let someone just put it in their mind, let them realize that the battle's not there. We turn everything over to you, Lord. No worries, no anything. Oh, just cast everything on you, Lord. Heavenly Father, I connect this prayer with the prayer that already been prayed, those that be prayed after me, and those that wherever they are praying at this hour. So, Father, who art in heaven, I be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us this day our daily bread, those that we're praying for also. Give us this day our daily bread. Give our trespass as we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our king, our power. Father, you are our love. You are our everything. And we all praying and agreeing with one another. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank God for our Sister Gladys and our Sister Marie for those prayers this morning, getting us started in this hour of power of prayer. I'm just grateful that we have been able to continue the prayers, you know, even in my absence. I, you know, every now and then we have to take a vacation, and I was with my family. We had a family reunion in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. It was so awesome, beautiful. People coming from across the country and around the world, and just to, you know, be in the midst of family and you have a great time like that is a blessing. And I just pray that everybody had a wonderful holiday yesterday and over the weekend. You enjoyed your time and just took some time to relax and have a nice time, because the Lord tells us in his word that if we obey and serve him, we shall live our days in prosperity and our years in pleasures. And the main pleasure is to please our God, and then we can have pleasures in what we say, I mean, what we do with and for each other. So I'm just grateful for that today. So I'm going to go ahead and say a prayer, and we'll continue in this hour of power of prayer. So, Lord, we just thank you once again for this time of fellowship. Thank you, Lord, today, for you are the great and mighty God. You are perfect, Lord. And, Lord, in all of our ways, we acknowledge you and you direct our path. We thank you for directing us even on this morning. Thank you, Lord, today for the love that you have shared towards us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We thank you, Jesus, for hanging on the cross and all the pain and the shame. You did it once for all of us. And, Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to come and ask for forgiveness of our sins. And is the Lord of all. He is the highest of all principalities, and he exposes the devil openly. So we are glad today for the word of God. We thank you today for the Holy Spirit. And we say, Holy Ghost, have your way in this place. We know it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. So spirits of the living God, continue to fall fresh upon us and lead us as we go through this day, this hour, through the rest of our lives. We know that if we follow you, God, that we will be fine, even though we may go through some trials and tribulations. We know that you're right there. Thank you for being right there with us, oh God. And so we're grateful for all that you're doing. Thank you for healing my body over this weekend. Thank you, Lord, for healing those who were affected by whatever it was that caused us to be sick. Thank you, Lord, for healing, oh God. Healing is the children's bread, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. And those who are out there who are sick right now, we thank you, Lord, for healing them by the stripes of Jesus. My Father, we pray for those who lost their loved ones recently, God, over even on yesterday, Lord, these crazy evil demonic spirits, we bind them up right now in the name of Jesus. Those demonic spirits that are controlling people and causing them to go out and shoot folks and that they don't even know, Lord, we just pray, Father, today for the healing today in the name of Jesus, healing across this nation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My God, my God, we pray for peace in this land, oh God. We need peace in our homes, oh God, peace in our churches, peace in the government, oh God. We pray for each and every government official, oh God, across this United States of America and those around the world, oh God, that they will have the right attitude towards the people of the nation, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for that, God. We praise your name, God, because you are the one, God, who we can depend on, Father. We know that if you don't do it, we know that you can, as the Hebrew voice said, that if he doesn't, we know that he can. So we thank you, Father, today that you can do all things but fail. So we thank you, Lord, that there's no failure in you. So we are blessing your name today, oh God. We glorify you today, God. We magnify you, Father, because you are so good. You're wonderful, and your mercies and grace are wonderful towards us. It's in Jesus' name I pray. I say hallelujah and amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. So before we continue, well, while we're continuing, I'm going to see if you have a prayer request, a testimony, something you want to share today. So the lines are open, and you're free to give your name, too, if you don't have anything else to say. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. It's Sister Sheila. Welcome back. I'm glad you enjoyed yourself and have an opportunity to see your family. God bless. I have a prayer request, you know, living life on life terms, you know, how they say get real, then it get real, and then it really get real. That's where I'm at, and knowing that God got me, I just need y'all to pray with me and for me, and just let everything fall in prayer, in place, and in the midst of all of it, just let me keep on praising, because I can truly say he turned my fear into faith, and I'm truly growing up. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Sheila. God bless you.
Well, good morning, Apostle Horsley. Good morning, Pastor Darling. Glad you had a wonderful time. We had a family reunion also in South Carolina, and it was wonderful. I thank God for it. The Horsley, McRae, and a lot of people there. But it was a wonderful time we had. Like you said, it was beautiful just seeing people there, and it was overwhelmed with joy. And we thank God we're back in Jacksonville. Matter of fact, we're working right now. But I have a prayer request. My sister, She's a prophetess, and just want to keep her in prayer. She had called me yesterday, and she's up in age, so she got confused. She couldn't figure out where she was. Couldn't find her way back home. I told her, well, set the GPS, and it'll take you back home. But I told her, you get there, call me. She haven't called yet, so just want to keep her up in prayer. That's my prayer request. Mm-hmm. And good morning, everyone here.
Amen.
Amen. And what's the name, Apostle Horst?
Regina.
Regina, okay.
Amen. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
Amen.
Good morning, everybody. This is Kolesnik. I thank God. And welcome back, Pastor Darlene. And good morning, everybody. I have a couple of prayer requests. One for my neighbor, Carlos. He lost his father over the weekend. Just pray for him and his family. And the father was in Florida, so they will be traveling to Florida maybe today or tomorrow, I'm not sure. And my sister-in-law, she also lost her brother Friday night. I just found out. So if you can keep those families and, of course, my family in prayer. In Jesus' name. Thank you. And what is your sister-in-law?
Agreement. Sorry?
What is her, your sister-in-law's first name?
Her name is Lynette.
Lynette, okay. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Good morning. This is Gladys. I have about three people to pray for. Just to keep in prayer, I've already prayed these prayers, but just keep, you know, just thanking God for it. Sister Beverly, James, my nephew, that he comes back to God because he's bitter and he's angry with God for the things that he did that caused him to be that way. Sister Brenda, God, that healed her body when she get the radiation treatment from the rest of the cancer. God just healed her body. They already took out, I already told you before, her small intestines and stuff, and then they found cancer in her colon. So now she's taking the radiation treatment. So just thanking God for the healing that's taking place in her body right now as we speak. The first time it was spoken, and prayer for Sister Darlene Jones. I don't know when they're going to do it, but they're going to be burying her sister soon. So I don't know when it's going to happen, but she's going to call me and let me know. Prayer for her that God, you know, give her, grant her traveling mercies because she didn't die at home. She died in another state, and so they had to transfer her body from that state back home, and I don't know if they've done it yet. So I allow Sister Darlene to call me, and I don't, you know, inundate her with calls and stuff. So I just thank God that, you know, we come together in prayer for those people.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Gladys.
Amen.
I think I heard your voice.
Yes, good morning. This is Sister Marie. I just welcome back, and I'm glad you enjoyed the family reunion. So let's just pray that the Peter Wright family reunion, which is our family reunion this weekend, that the ones that hosting it, that they, you know, get everything equipped, you know, get things together and have it right, that we all have a good time. And also prayer request for Harold. He was denied the tub. He was going from a shower to a tub. And so it has been appealed. So let's pray that God grant him that tub. Because he needs to go where. All right, and thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Marie. All right, I do have a prayer request for my niece, Yvette. We need to pray for her mental capacity. She has a lot of hatred in her mind, a lot of just animosity, and just pray that God will heal her mind and that she
makes
some sound decisions for children, because I saw a situation while we were there. We were in Houston first, and when I was down there, there were some things that happened. Something happened, and I talked to her about it, but she refused to, be reasonable concerning her child. And just pray that her child, which his name is London, that God would heal his mind and help him to receive Jesus as Savior too. So we pray for salvation for Yvette and her mental capacity.
Amen.
Good morning. This is Glenda. I would like to request prayer for a former work colleague and friend. His name is Tony Ali. He's from India. I've known him for years, and I just found out that he had been hospitalized since the 4th of June due to 3 strokes, and he's currently in rehabilitation. And fortunately, he's able to respond to voice commands. He's currently being fed through a tube. So if you could agree with me in prayer for his complete healing, restoration, and also his salvation.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Okay. Anybody else?
What,
before we...
Yes, let me add one more prayer request because she's been on my mind. Miss Phelps, she's been on my mind this morning. So God knows everything. So, you know, a lot of times we don't have to act. So I want to put little Miss Phelps up in prayer. She's on dialysis and she has some other issues. So we don't know what maybe on her heart or whatever. So let's just lift her up to God.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Thank you. All right. There was, I talked to one of my cousins. Of course, I talked to a lot of my cousins while I was gone there. And this one in particular, I think her name is Taekwon. She just found out she has lupus. So we want to pray for lupus to be healed in her, she'll be healed from lupus in her body.
Amen.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, also, actually, her father, whose name is Calvin, has something wrong with his legs. He's walking with him. So we pray for Calvin that he'll be healed from his leg issue. Amen. All right.
Amen.
So right now, we're going to take a moment, and we're going to do some... I'm just going to read some information, word about this, these mass shootings we're seeing in our nation. And then after we get through with that, we'll pray about that and pray for these prayer requests so we'll get all the prayers in together. Praise the Lord. So we do know that God is still in control. God is the one who we can depend on. He's the one who sees everything that is going on in our land and in our nation. And we know that our nation needs God. They have just forgotten about God and as a whole. You know, we have a remnant. We're those who still believe that God exists and that we can trust him and we look to him and we're living the best way we can to honor God. You know, everybody has a mind to do what they need to do. And the Lord has given us, each and every one of us, a mind to make a decision. And so we pray that the people in our nation will make a decision for God, make a decision to live for him. And before I forget, we are going to be starting our fast on tomorrow. Let me just put that in there real quick because we may have too many things I'm trying to do today. But anyway, we want to remember that our scripture is in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4. Verses 1 through 6, it says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. The brethren, in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine whereunto thou hast attained. And as you're reading, you can read the rest of this book, this chapter, and, you know, just receive what this word is telling us, that we need to be vigilant. Basically, we need to have a discerning spirit. You know, when you listen to some of these people who may be calling themselves preachers, teachers, or whatever, you need to have the word of God in you so that you know the truth, because there's a lot of people out there who are twisting the gospel, who are not really telling the truth about what God is speaking. I mean, people letting same-sex marriages go forth in their churches. And, you know, we just pray that God will help us as we're going through this time of fasting to have our eyes open to him and to know the truth about the demonic spirits that are out there that are trying to get us. You know, the enemy would try to get us twisted and have us going in the wrong direction. So we do not want to do that. We want to keep following the word of God and doing the will of the Father each and every day, because it's time is getting very close when Jesus Christ will be back for his church without a spot or wrinkle. We believe that when we come together, when we pray, when we look to God for the answers, we will be at peace. And that's one of the things I wanted to just emphasize, is that we have to be at peace no matter where we are, because we know that there are so many things going on in our world. There are so many things happening in our world, but we know that God Almighty is the one who can help us each and every day, help this nation each and every day. So as we pray, let's pray that these people who are leaders of our country, that the leaders of our country will see the truth and stop doing these crazy things and making these bad decisions. I mean, we see all kinds of things happening. Not only are we seeing mass shootings and things like that, but our economy is not where it should be. It's in a place where a lot of people are starving, people who don't have the food that they need. And, you know, God just, you know, can help us as we pray, as we intercede, stand in the gap, and make up the hedge. We believe that he's the one and only God who can help us in these times of chaos. The Lord told us in his word that if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and we know that he will heal the land. So we're believing that he will heal this land. We believe that these mass shootings will end, that people, that there will be some peace across the land, and, you know, peace in your home, peace in your neighborhood. Pray for your neighborhood. When we're praying today, we're going to pray for our neighborhood, that God will help our neighborhood. Start with our homes, then the neighborhoods, then we go to the cities, the states, the nation. We're going to pray that God will help us, because we need him to do that in this day and age. Amen. So I'm glad that we're here today, that we can pray and come together and see God move. And so all these requests that we have heard this morning, we're going to pray about that. Pray, you know, that God will heal and deliver. And those requests that we didn't hear, you can go ahead and pray about those things. And then towards the end of our prayers, we're going to do a praise. So, you know, we're going to do that today and believe that God is pleased with the fact that we are trusting in him. We're trusting in our God, and so we're just going to keep that in mind today. God is a trustworthy and a proven God. Come together. We're going to pray right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, hallelujah.
So, Lord, we thank you for being the God.
Thank you, Lord.
Almighty God. Oh, yes.
God. Lord God, we pray for the Congress of Lord God. We pray for the President of this United States of Lord God and those that are in authority and have the ability to change laws and things of Lord God. Lord God, we pray by Attorney General, Lord God, in the United States in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that this politics of Lord God, that it is not, Lord God, that Lord God, we pray about Lord, and you pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your spirit, Lord God, and by your power, Lord God. Lord God, and the voice that I heard is that powerful, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for those that are going through a time of bereavement, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray for those, Lord God, who have Lord God, that you make their mind stable, Lord God. Lord God, you keep their mind in perfect peace. Mind stayed on you, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for the breath of mercy that you have supplied this weekend, Lord God, and even on this day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we would travel, Lord God, in the great hands of God. Lord God has spoken once or twice, and I heard this, that powerful one from the God. So, Father, we give you the honor, the glory, and praise in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, blessing those that are traveling by the airways, Lord God, that they'll be able to move, Lord God, catch their flight, if there will be any cancellation, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, let you move by your spirit, Lord God, let you move by your power, Lord God. We give you the honor, the glory, and praise in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Our children, Lord God, that are out there, some of them, God, in the name of Jesus, that you bless them. Lord God, our community out there, God, our next door neighbor, Lord God, in the area that we in, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, thank you, God, praise you, God, Lord, oh Lord, how excellent Bless thy name, O Lord, O Lord God. God, we pray for those, O Lord God, that are going through the time of bereavement, those that are in hospitals and hospitals, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for their family, O Lord God. For these prayers, for shootings, O Lord God. Of Jesus, O Lord God, that you move by your spirit, O Lord God, that you move by your power, O Lord God, that you bring conviction on them, O Lord God. Lord God, we break the power of subliminal suggestions, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We pray against every demonic, force, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, so we thank you, O Lord God, and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that name that is above every name, O Lord God, that at the sound of that great name, O Lord God, every knee shall bow. Oh God, every time shall confess, O Lord God, that you alone, O Lord God, to the glory of God, O Father, O Lord God. So we thank you this morning and we praise you, O Lord God. Lord God, even some prayer requests, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Even escape the mind, O Lord God. God, we pray for all of us. People that need kidneys, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, those that are on dialysis, O Lord God, we pray for the family, O Lord God, and our family, O Lord God, for the family, O Lord God, and the lives here, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Thank you, God, and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, God, and we worship you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, what you're doing, O Lord God. We look over, Lord God. We search over, Lord God. We could find no one greater, O Lord God, greater than you, O Lord God. So we come and thank you, O Lord God, and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we give you the honor and the glory and the praise, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. You're moving by your spirit, O Lord God. If anything has been forgotten, O Lord God, if you skip over a prayer request, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God. This is the day that you have made, O Lord God, that we shall rejoice and be glad in it. So we thank you, God, and we praise you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Hallelujah, 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 Lord God. Give you the honor, the glory, the praise. In Jesus' name, O Lord God. So we thank you, Father, and we bless your name, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We say, great is thy faithfulness, O Lord God. Morning by morning, O Lord God. Thank you, God. We praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that name that is above every name. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We bless your name, God. We bless your name, sir. Yes, we do, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We worship you, Lord God. We give you the praise, God. Hallelujah, God. We give you the praise, O Lord God. We give you the honor, God. We give you the glory, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. You're the only wise God, our Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we praise you, God. Lord, you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, rise up, O Lord God, the Son to the door and down and the safe, O Lord God. Give your name, the honor, glory, and praise, God. God, in the name of Jesus, so we thank you, O Lord God, and we thank you, for your son, O Lord God. You're the God that provides for mercy, O Lord God. You're the God. Thank you, God, and praise you, O Lord God, for the activity of the living, O Lord God, and miracles, O Lord God, that you are so great, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, for the deliverance power, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We praise you, we worship you, O Lord God, faithful and true. Hallelujah. You are the Almighty God. Glory, holy, 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 Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you And we went for the whole year, see God. For God, the Lakai, we give you praise, the Lakai, you see God. For today, man, the Lakai, you see God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you. Hallelujah, yes, God. Showing yourself strong here, Lord God. In the name of
Jesus,
Lord God. Moving by my cold over your sea, God. By your spirit, by your power, Lord God. We rejoice in you, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God. Thank you.
Amen. Yes, morning for everybody joining us today. Thank you for lifting your voice to the King. Thank you for praying and interceding on behalf of others, because there are so many people who need our prayers, who we are praying for, and we know that God is helping in each and every situation. No matter what it is, we know that He is right there in the midst of all things. So we are glad for your unity. Glad for your consistency, and we thank God for you. So this morning, I decree that all of our prayers are covered and sealed with the blood of Jesus, and I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject those words, and they shall not come to pass. We send them back to the sender. We are covered by the blood of Jesus. I thank God for the angels that protect us as we go from one destination to the next. And I decree no accidents or incidences as we travel. I decree this morning that we have been given power to get wealth and that our businesses flourish no matter what they are. We believe that we will receive millions of dollars, in some cases, hundreds of thousands of dollars, thousands of dollars, hundreds of dollars, according to your faith. So be it done unto you. I decree that our families are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree that we have on the whole armor of God, and we are blessed and cannot be cursed. I decree this morning that we resist the devil and he flees from us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I decree that we continue to delight ourselves in the Lord, and he gives us the desires of our hearts. I decree that all my sisters and brothers in Christ are blessed of the Lord, and we are the lender and not the borrower. I hope that somebody grabs a hold of that one in particular. We are the lender and not the borrower. I decree that our bodies are healed by the stripes of Jesus. I love each and every one of you. Thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving your families and loving those who are hard to love, because by God's loving kindness has he drawn us to him, and we want to draw people into the kingdom through the love that we share with them. So everybody be blessed. Have a lovely, lovely, awesome day. Go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. We know that we have the power. It's in the name of Jesus. Power. It's in the name of the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carol Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.